2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
KSL's unrivaled, the teams you live for, the sports you love. Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery on KSL News Radio.
All right, welcome back. It's another edition of KSL's Unrivaled. Alex Keery, Scott Mitchell. Scott, normally with us, will be with us tomorrow. The gang hasn't been back together. I think we counted it up. It's like 18 days or something like that. Ooh, haven't been a while. And I'm afraid, to be honest. I don't know what it's going to be like. So Matt Biamonte's helping me ease into getting back on the air. And then, I don't know, I just need you to be a little bit more antagonizing to just prepare me for Scott's return tomorrow night.
I can do that.
Yeah. So tonight, of course, we got so many things going on, not the least of which was this thing that happens every year that you normally don't even think that much about, but because BYU had a name in the ring for most of the year, finally the Heisman Trophy winner was announced this evening.
And now, without further ado, the 2020 winner of the Heisman Trophy is Devontae Smith of the University of Alabama.
And they're like, anyway, turn off your mute button, Devontae, if you want to say something. It turns into like the weirdest, award ceremony ever. But that's what we've turned into now in 2021. And so that happened this evening. The Jazz, who were on the road tonight in Brooklyn, right now at the almost toward the end. Boy, just put a please just get this one over with. The good news is, Matt, just like the other night when they were blowing out the San Antonio Spurs, the deep bench getting some minutes here. Also happening in Brooklyn, only it's the Jazz who are down. Now you just try not to lose by 40. They're down by 36 currently with a couple of minutes left in the fourth quarter. So hopefully the Jazz can not lose by 40. But that's where we're at right now. And, Matt, as we were just getting out and this evening – the news started to come down. Nick Saban's daughter had to apologize on Twitter. Now, stay with me because this is important because
I don't know if I can.
I had this weird moment where I went into this deep dive on Nick Saban's daughter's Twitter account. I was like, what am I doing with my life? But I read her apology on Twitter, and the apology goes something like, I'm so sorry, I shouldn't have said something. I was very insensitive. I already deleted the tweet. So Nick Saban's daughter tweeted out because Ohio State is being reported to have some guys who have some COVID issues for the national championship game that is slated for the 11th, next Monday. And she tweeted out something to the effect of, well, what a lot of people were thinking, which was, I think Ohio State saying that they have COVID is very convenient considering that Justin Fields, their quarterback, is also trying to recover from that rib injury that he suffered in the game against Clemson in the semifinals. And then she had to delete it and say, I'm so sorry, I'm being so insensitive about COVID-19. But here's the thing. Ohio State all year long, if you're going to keep score, this was tweeted out earlier today. I loved all this. It says, here for those keeping track, Ohio State got the Big Ten too. Uncancel the season, get rid of the number of games required to play in the Big Ten title game, shorten mandatory sit-out periods for positive tests, and now they might actually have the national championship game possibly at least looked at. Their athletic director saying, Gene Smith saying, nope, it's still on for the 11th. Most people saying, nope, everything's normal, we're going forward as normal. But here's my take on all this. For as clownish as Ohio State can be, Matt, with all this, for as annoying as they can be with all of this, for as much preferential treatment that it looks like that these big programs like Ohio State get, because it's not just Ohio State, it's all of these big schools. But Ohio State seems to be a massive offender. But Ryan Day, their head coach, has pushed all of this stuff forward. And, of course, he knew he had a national championship-contending team. But I will say this. If the game needs to be postponed so that there will be a better football game for me to watch, then so be it. Put it on the 17th. Put it on the 19th. Put it on February, you know, the night before the Super Bowl. I don't care. I just want to have a better game than what the college football playoff semifinals were, which were pretty disappointing blowouts on both sides. I don't want to see the same thing. I don't want Ohio State to win the national championship. I don't want Alabama to win the national championship. But one of those teams is going to win this thing, Matt. I just want it to be a decent game, for heaven's sake.
I want Alabama to win. It's bothered me all year, Alex, just how Ohio State gets a pass. Alabama played significantly more games. Clemson played more games. Notre Dame played more games.
Dude, Jimbo Fisher and Texas A&M, had an argument, right?
I mean, they had a better win than Ohio State had. I mean, Ohio State really played a pretty soft strength of schedule leading up to that, and meanwhile, the College Football Playoff Committee just didn't seem to care, and so, I mean, I don't even care, Alex. I mean, if the game's playing in a week or a month, I don't even care, because the College Football Playoff Committee has spoiled this season with the way they've treated Ohio State, and so whatever. Go Roll Tide, go Alabama. I don't want Ohio State to win.
My thing is, well, take heart, because I think Alabama is going to be so hard to beat. I mean, they're going to be so difficult to.
And they might get Waddle back. Have you seen that?
Yes, and I'm like, how it's just funny how all this stuff works out, and you know, I mean, if Nick Saban knows how to do something, it's show up and be ready for a game like this and win a national championship. But Ohio State, of course, has spoiled Alabama's trip to the national championship game before. I'm over the whole, like, hey, have you played enough games? Because look, they beat Clemson. I mean, they beat the tar out of Clemson.
It's easy to say that now that they beat Clemson, but beforehand they were clearly not deserving of the 3 spot.
Being there, I thought the same thing. But you know, fine. And these kids are good athletes, and they're a great team ish. I don't know how what that means right now, because all of these championships. If you want to say, look, if BYU won the national championship this year, you know, everybody's going to take it to the bank and go, it's the most amazing thing that's ever happened. It's just like with the Lakers, with your beloved Lakers winning this garbage title from the bubble last year.
Was a difficult championship.
put up an eighth of a banner and have it be like a different color, and put it like a picture of a coronavirus little guy on there, so that you know what it actually represented, which was a super weird year.
NBA championship number 17.
A wink championship. Yeah, it's fine. It's fine. So I'm all for it. Now,
look, here's my problem with Ohio State, if I'm being honest.
I hate all these teams. So go on. You won't offend me with any. Oh, boy. Mike Hedrick showed up. Say all the nice things. Say only nice things, Matt.
No. Here's what bothers me is that it feels like college football, it's less about what happens on the field, and we're just going to push through the big names to the Final Four. Teams need to earn it. Ohio State may be one of the 4 best teams, but they didn't earn it in the regular season.
Well, they did now, but here's the thing. Again, I don't like Ohio State. It's just I was born into not liking the Buckeyes. And I've hated the preferential treatment they've seemed to have gotten all year. But if I'm going to watch a decent national championship game, postpone it until I can get a good matchup.
Let's play it in April, huh? Once everyone's vaccinated.
Play it in, set up the NCAA tournament with a college football game in April in Indianapolis, and then that kicks off the whole NCAA tournament. All right, we'll take the break here. We'll come back. We got more to talk about. Our MVPs are around the corner.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. the struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.